Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, Jürgen.
Hi.
You made me work hard for that, didn't you?
Yes, especially when the ball was out. Then the game really started because the throw-ins created a proper mess. For us, you can prepare for a lot in football. And this game was now the preparation for us for the future. But for this kind of thing, obviously, we were not prepared well enough because we knew about the threat when you could tear the ball and throws it into the box. The first ball, we could have defended better. I think Ibu was a bit too much in a fight with whoever was around him. But how he dealt with the second, third, and fourth ball, that was actually not even close to be good enough because they won all of them and brought him always back into the area, and that's in the end caused massive problems. I think especially the second goal they scored, we should have... As a player who is not directly involved, you need to read the situation better because you cannot. Everybody's there's one who fights for the ball, and all the rest has to pick up where is the next potential threat. So there we were not. That was not good enough. We scored our goals as well from set pieces, different set pieces. But anyway, and so strange game with a lot of possession for us. First half, I don't know, I still don't have the stats from the second half, but first half, I think it was like 86% or something like that, which is a really strange number. And that makes life difficult. So you have to be patient. And I know for the people, the first half is not a half where you think, oh my God, football is a fantastic game. But it's hard work, and that's what we had to do, and boys did that. Then scoring the first one is obviously very helpful. Then we got the lesson in throw-ins started then. They scored the first. Reacting then on that is good. Was good again what we did. And reacting in the second time again, all goals were super smart, good crosses, good finishes. So that was all good. And then we should have controlled it a bit better. But it's actually, in most moments we controlled it. But in these little moments, they just needed a throw-in. That everything ends in a chaos again, and that's what made the life really difficult. So we came through it, and I'm happy, really happy, because we showed a lot of things I wanted to see. It was a different game, obviously, to the Leeds game, because you need to score to change their way, and you need to keep the lead to change that. If you won it up and then can score the second one, that's the moment the game changed. Apart from that, there's no chance that the game changed at all. They sit deep, they wait for their chance, and they know if the ball passed the sideline, then we will be dangerous. That's it.
Sorry.
Again, results change a lot of perceptions. You've won two games in a row.
But incredible. When was that the last time? When was the last time? Does anybody know? Long ago, huh? Two wins in a row. Oh, that's not too long ago. Well, I thought it was last year.
I was going to add on the two of them down against us. Has something changed? Or is it the same team playing the same way?
No, things changed. Some things changed. So the it sounds strange to say after a game like this, but in general, because we didn't have to defend a lot, but we defend, the main difference between Leeds and all other games was the way we defended. It was much better. So ball orientated, really being compact, and that doesn't mean only high line, it means on the ball side, really moving to the ball side, giving us options. Today I saw a lot of top counter pressing moments. I loved that. And that's for us super important. And yes, that changed. I think we are much clearer again in that department. We have to prove that in 4 days, 3 days, 4 days already again. But that's for, it feels like it changed, for us at least, that it changed. And if you are solid, not only solid, but really really good and aggressive and positive in defending, then you can build on that. And for me, it feels like it's the first time this season that we have that. Late, but hopefully not too late. And now we have to build on that. So, but the most important thing in football is obviously our results. And fighting through this situation today and getting 3 points, we just have to look in the dressing room. The boys are not silly. They know that we were not perfect, but they are really happy about that. And it's three super important points. I told the boys in half time, we had these kind of games hundreds of times. It's really tough to get through and stuff like this. You have to be patient. You have to stay positive. You have to go for the moment. Ask if anybody would be happy if we win the game 1-0, and of course everybody would. So that means we fight and work and play for this one moment where we can decide it. In the end, we needed three, but that's fine. And so, yes, I think things change. But for consistency, to show consistency, we have to keep going. And that's obviously now super, and it will be a really tough game again against West Ham. They fight for everything. So we have to be ready for that.
Chris?
Yeah, I think the second goal is good. Is really you really can see what goals do to offensive players. They give confidence. It was super first touch. It didn't look like a massive chance in the first moment when you see him free in the box, bam, first touch, great. And then the second one is just exceptional. He could have scored a third one in the first half already. I'm not sure. Did he have a chance in the second half for the third? Yeah, as well. So being, again, that shows you can be, as an offensive player, in, be involved in absolutely each defensive situation and be still a threat offensively. There's no if or. You can do both. And Yogo is doing that. So, and that makes him for us so valuable. And that's why he deserves that, obviously. And it's wonderful after the long, long time that he was out and now having these positive things, was involved in the Arsenal equalizer in a very important manner and now scoring twice. A brace is top.
Richard?
Just Andy Roberts, not his performance today, but also when you give Trent that sort of different role, how does that impact on him to have him do two things at once?
Yeah, that's a bit football specific, but of course it changed the role slightly. That's clear. We cannot have one fullback in the center of the field and the other one constantly high up on the left side. That's difficult. So Robbo has to judge the situations when he can be involved, when he can overlap, like, I don't know which goal number, how much it was at Leeds, but when he overlaps with Diogo, pass the ball, and then he overlaps and pass the ball to Cody, more goal. These units are still there. So, but in the first moment of the build-up, yes, his positioning has changed slightly. But he's obviously a very experienced player, very smart player. He knows when we need him there. And today it was a bit of a mix because we needed as well with and that. That means from time to time he had to be high. But that is just depends on the moment and the situation. And the boys have to learn to read these situations right and do then these things in the right moment. Today, obviously, to Nottingham, try to man mark both sixes and both tens with Hendo and Curtis. That's made his life slightly tricky. Gave Ibu a lot of moments on the ball. In the beginning, he didn't use it that well. I remember Diogo's chance, the long ball from Ibu, and a really good header and a good save. So Ibu had a lot of time and space. Yes, and that's the next thing. If an opponent is doing that, how can we help Ibu to use these moments slightly better? So it's, if you want, early days with that kind of system. So we have to work on that. That's what we do.
Finally, Dom.
Yeah, in response to check something, in injury time, you I thought you were looking at the crowd as the crowd were leaving, but you could have been looking at the fourth official. And I didn't know which was which. I just wanted to.
And I don't remember it.
All right, because the reason I asked is it looked like a scene. You remember the Crystal Palace game when your first couple of days and you turn around and you seen the crowd leaving early. It looked like you were doing that again because there were a lot of people. But I didn't know if you were looking at the fourth official. I wanted to see.
I was in contact with the fourth official a lot, but just asking him how long. How long? So I was really, it was 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's fun. Nowadays, really short. So I saw today 8 minutes last night, was eight in the first half and stuff like this. I'm not sure we got the information about that that's happening from now on. So the game is now 106 minutes or something like that long. Interesting, but...
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.